This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. In 1876, biologist J.A. Allen published a paper entitled The Former Range of Some New England Carnivorous Mammals, in which he detailed the historic extent of wolves, lynx, cougars, and several other species within the Northeast. By the end of the 19th century, many animals described had retracted from their pre-colonial ranges. One such animal was the elusive gray fox. By Allen's accounting, this small canine had, at one time, regularly ranged northward through Massachusetts, only becoming rare at points further north. In 1876, however, the species had been extirpated north of the Ohio River. Today, the gray fox is a seldom seen but nonetheless widespread resident throughout New England and, indeed, in the southwestern quarter of Maine. Although officially outside of the area reported on many current range maps, I've encountered the species with surprising regularity near my home within the woods of Waldo County, Maine in recent years. My opportunities to observe the species are never very long, ranging from fleeting to momentary. Gray foxes are predominantly crepuscular or nocturnal creatures. Thus, the typical encounter looks like this: a flash of silver and orange bounding across the roadside at dusk and dawn. Occasionally, however, they will stop and share in a bit of mutual observation with their observer. It is during these 10 to 15 second interactions that the handsome, feline-esque qualities of this animal can be more fully appreciated. The range expansion of the gray fox in the Northeast has happened concurrently with the resurgence of the eastern forest. Forests cleared to make way for agriculture in the 18th and 19th centuries have steadily reclaimed the vast areas of abandoned farmland. By the mid-20th century, gray foxes had seized upon this period of forest recovery and were documented ranging just beyond our doorstep, occurring throughout Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Since that time, however, the species has taken up residence within the state's southwestern quarter. Maine is, today, the most forested state within the United States by land area, with nearly 90% of the land cover consisting of forest. Although the character of the forest land is variable throughout the state, the secondary forests of Maine's southern and central interior regions, composed of a mixture of pine, hemlock, and a variety of hardwood species, have come to offer the gray fox suitable habitat for hunting, rearing young, and avoiding predators. The strong connection between the gray fox and the forest can also be seen in the animal's physiology. Unlike the more familiar red fox, which range throughout the state, gray foxes are adept tree climbers. Armed with hooked claws and flexible forearms, this species is capable of scaling tree trunks to evade would-be predators. This arboreal aptitude has lent the gray fox an advantage over the red in light of the expansion of another canine species within the state, the eastern coyote. Coyotes expanded their range northeast in the early 20th century, reaching Maine in the 1930s and filling the void previously occupied by wolves. A recent study examining the relationship between gray foxes, red foxes, and eastern coyotes found that while the gray fox and eastern coyotes do often co-occur within the state, gray foxes consume a more varied diet when compared to coyotes and red foxes, consisting of more plant matter, with fruit being an important component of their diets. Additionally, elsewhere within their shared ranges, gray foxes have been found avoiding competition with, and potentially predation by, coyotes by hunting and foraging primarily at night, while coyotes favor the daylight hours. The period of northeastern gray fox expansion is ongoing, with subadults pushing beyond the limits of their known ranges, seeking to establish new territories. Observations of the species within the Penobscot River Valley are increasing, and in 2023, an individual was captured on a game camera in the lowlands just northeast of Katahdin. Although any instance of breeding has yet to be documented, the species has also been observed in New Brunswick. The continued range expansion of the gray fox in the Northeast serves as both a testament to the species' resilience to anthropogenic change over the centuries and a reminder of the complex interactions that exist between individual species and a dynamic landscape. Given the relatively recent occurrence within the region, much remains for us to learn how gray foxes contribute to the biodiversity of New England's ecosystems.
Was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield, from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.